welcome to Taboo Topic. I'm your host, Ken Drew, and I am here with a very special guest of mine, a darling to me, my wife, Taylor, and I just want to let the wife go ahead and say hello to everyone for the first time ever.
Hello, everyone, for the first time ever.
And this is the first time that we're doing something like this, and we're doing this because, well, it just so happens to be Valentine's Day, and we thought this would be a fun time to do something like this and see if maybe down the road we want to do more experiments, more projects together like this.
So we shall see.
How do you like it so far?
That's pretty cool now that we got the headphones set up
and the mics. Yeah, long story short, believe it or not, this is actually our second try to have this conversation and to have this episode up, because even though I've been doing this for, oh goodness, 2-3 years now, I have never been in a situation where I had to set up the mic for two people in one room with one laptop. So this was a learning curve for me, and my darling for a wife helped me figure out how to actually fix the problem. So
somehow
she used common sense, to be honest, but anyways, sometimes I lack in that. Anyways, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And before I get started, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to those who do not have a Valentine. I just want to let you know that Tara and I have been there. And if you are alone, please do not let yourself be alone. Do not put yourself in a position of isolation, because that's where you can get into a dark place sometimes, and dark place of loneliness especially. So just surround yourself with friends and family if you can. I mean, really, it's a stupid holiday, to be honest. We're doing this for fun, but which we'll get into, like, our own personal sentiments about the holiday itself. But in reality, it's not like we get a day off from work or school. So I wouldn't take it, even though the rest of society may make a big deal of it. Like, don't actually, don't put that pressure on yourself and let that get to you. For sure. And I say that as far as, like, it's in the most sensitive manner as possibly can, and in someone that's actually been there before. Heck, the last Valentine's Day special I did this, I was single and had recently got through a breakup. So I just recently broke up with my ex the last time I did a Valentine's Day special.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was about 10 days after I broke up with that person.
Oof.
So, and yes, I was the initiator in that one. So, you could say, like, well, I could have waited until Valentine's Day, but I didn't
wait.
Or after Valentine's Day, sorry. But I didn't want to waste her time, and I didn't waste my time anymore either. So I think it was the right decision to make. But
been there.
Yeah, we've all been there. That said, Taylor, my darling, would you care to give the audience your perspective on your sentiments about Valentine's Day?
Sure. I would love to. It probably helps to give a little bit of my own background with Valentine's Day, I think, which was, I have to go back to my childhood / teenage years.
Yes.
With my family, and my mom and my dad always made sure to celebrate Valentine's Day in a way, like with us kids. Well, as kids, I make it sound like there are a lot of us, just me and my younger brother, but they would always get us a card, Happy Valentine's Day card, and so a box of chocolates, and sometimes like a stuffed animal or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that had been my experience with Valentine's Day, of course, until I was in a relationship, and I did have a Valentine's Day ex past.
Yes. Right.
But as far as Valentine's Day itself goes, I do, as you said earlier, I think it's a silly holiday, and it's just an excuse for stores and card companies and chocolate companies to make money, extra money.
Didn't you say it was like another Hallmark holiday?
Yeah, I call it a Hallmark holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty sure I stole that from somebody. Not, so to anybody listening, I'm sorry if I stole that from you.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's definitely a Hallmark holiday. And so I would even venture to say, like, couples out there, like, have fun with the holiday
Oh,
by all
yeah.
means. Like, we're not saying don't have fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an excuse to go buy those things, of course, if you have.
Yeah, if you have the budget for it,
Yeah.
have the money for it. But at the same time, like, also don't forget about those who do not have someone this year, and also don't gloat necessarily either that you have a Valentine's Day. Like, it's just a matter of matter of fact scenario. So, and you may find it contradictory considering that we're doing a Valentine's Day special, and you can see we're making a bigger deal out of it than it actually is. But like I said, we're not saying don't have fun, and this is kind of like our way of having a little fun,
Yeah.
especially since I've never had my wife on here before, so I figured it's a good
Exactly.
excuse. Speaking of which, how about we get into the story of how we met? Because my audience definitely, there was a long period of time where they did not hear from me, and
Oh, I thought you were just lost
they thought,
forever.
yes, they thought I was just gone and done with forever. But in reality,
You were with
I was with her. She's the reason, folks, why I just disappeared. I changed my priorities for a while, and then once we got married and life settled down again, I thought, well, I guess it's time to have a little fun again with the podcast. So, and that's why I've been getting back at it. But I want to hear Taylor's perspective as far as how we met. What's the beginning of our love story, darling?
Okay. The beginning of our love story had to do with both of us happening to be at Unmatch, the dating app, at the same time.
That's true.
And from what I hear, you had been on it quite a while longer than I had.
About 3 or 4 years, I would say, at minimum.
And I know we met within like a month of me having it, I believe. Not to say I
Same.
hadn't been on other dating apps previously, but this was my first time trying Match.
Yeah.
But so the only reason we were able to actually see each other's profiles is because of the distances, how we had set our distances. And I had set my distance all the way. I'm pretty sure it was like 600 miles or something like that. I was like, okay, God, wherever he is. And then I'm pretty sure Ken had his like within 50 or 60 miles, like
Yeah,
that.
I was not thinking long distance.
But yeah, that was the we wouldn't have been able to see each other's profiles had we not had them set like that.
And from my vantage point, now we both have premium as well, which is
Yes,
important to note,
that is
because
important.
if you don't have premium, you can't see who checked your profile out. And
Very
but
true.
because I had premium, I was able to see who checked my profile out.
And same here.
And thus I saw Taylor checking out my profile, and the first words ever conveyed was by me, and I just called her out. And I was like, I see you checking out my profile. And yes, I sent those eye
I
emojis.
was about to say, don't forget those.
Yep, the eye emojis. And she was and her response was like, who, me? And
We were very flirty right from the start.
we were very flirty from the start, and we have not stopped talking ever since.
Nope, literally since that day.
Yep, like a week later, we had a 7 or 6 hour phone conversation. And then another neat story to this, or part of the story, is there's hurricane season here in Florida, and there's a hurricane. Hurricane Ian was coming right up my alley, and I have a relative that lives about an hour away from Taylor, and she was telling me I should go and stay up there with her for safety from the hurricane, so it was coming right at us. And me more specifically, not us, of course, not yet. She wasn't there, she wasn't in the
I
picture. She wasn't in that picture yet, as far as living together. But I remember I was like, I told my relative and I told Taylor, like, oh yeah, I'll stay here, I'll ride it out.
Yeah, you were pretty determined.
Yep. And I sensed Taylor's slight disappointment in the text message when I told her that.
I was like, okay.
And but God had other plans. And so he decided to go ahead and have the county suggest a evacuation order. So I had to leave anyway.
And I was like, yes.
And we were supposed to have like a FaceTime meeting that week, but instead. FaceTime
meeting? It sounds so official.
Yeah, like an actual, like date. Skype meeting.
Skype date.
Skype yep. date. Yep. But instead, Taylor was like, well, since you're only going to be an hour away, we should actually go on to the real date.
Yeah, face to face.
Face to face, in person. So, and that's how we ended up having our first date because of a hurricane. And I guess legend has it that my mother-in-law was praying that we would be able to meet in person
quickly. She was, yes.
And she was praying for that, and then the hurricane came through. And
thanks, Mom. I'm just kidding.
I guess my father-in-law, your dad, made a joke to her and said, were you praying for a hurricane to come through? So
she was not, just to clarify.
She was not, but
she just was hoping things would we would have clarity quickly was the goal.
Yes, so that was definitely God driven. God works in mysterious ways.
He does.
God's timing and everything. So that's just a quick story. Hopefully we didn't drag on too long. But now we want to get into the fun part of this show, this episode, Valentine's Day.
The fun part? It's been fun.
It is fun. But we're getting to the real fun part, the game part.
It's more fun.
Who likes games? I do. And that's what we're going to do, too. Folks. We're going to be playing a game. And this is something we've seen other YouTube couples do. And this game, what couples do is they'll have a bunch of statements. They'll say to each other, it'll be very neutral based, and they'll have to, and based on that statement, it could be like, oh, I don't know, I hate the color red, and it could be a statement starts out like strongly agree, mostly agree, agree, somewhat agree, and vice versa for as far as the disagrees go, and we answer on based on that, based on how we feel about that statement, and then how our explanation afterwards. So we're going to be doing that. We have 10 each, so a combined of 20 statements we're going to go through.
Good math.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your sarcasm. But anyways.
I know you do.
but anywho, I think I'll start it off to begin since, you know.
You're the host?
Huh?
Since you're the host.
I am the host. So I'll go ahead first so we could get the ball rolling, but I love you more today than yesterday is my first statement, and I would answer that with strongly agree.
I would say strongly agree as well.
And when I say I love you more today, I don't mean it in this necessarily the feelings per se, but as far as my devotion and commitment to this relationship with you. It's not a feelings base, because if we were to base things off feelings, then there will be some days where you're not necessarily happy to be around me. Yeah. I know. And there's other times where I'm not necessarily happy to be around you, but.
Oh, really? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
But that's the thing. I think society mistakes love for feelings when it's actually a commitment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I would agree with that.
So, your turn.
Okay, but I have to finish your statement.
Oh, go ahead.
I love you more today than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's all. We stole that from a song, so.
By Spiral Staircase. The Spiral Staircase.
Yes, right? The Spiral Staircase. And Taylor had not heard of that song before, but I got her into it.
You did. And now it's our song.
It is our song.
Our phrase.
Our phrase. We finish each other's sentences.
We do. Whoa.
Well, is that strongly agree or disagree? I'm just kidding.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. My turn?
Yes.
All right. I wish we'd never been in a long-distance relationship. And I would say that I disagree with that statement.
I would say somewhat disagree. Okay. Why would you say disagree?
I would say I disagree. Because I'm glad we were long-distance. I think it added to our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it added to, well, I think it just kind of made us have to be more, even more intentional in a way.
Yeah.
About getting to know each other.
That's fair. I think for me, I would say somewhat disagree because, let's be honest, I drove a lot. I drove a lot of the hours for the long distance, and it made sense. I don't say that begrudgingly either. Like it just made sense for me to come see you more because of your work schedule.
Yeah,
and I had that flexibility to travel more as well.
And you could just come stay with my mom and me.
Yeah, which your mom was like that accountability there as well because we were waiting and we did wait.
Mm-hmm.
We napped together, but that's it. That's all we did. So in that sense, it was just easier for me to come see you. Plus, when you came to see me, because we were not married and I didn't have like a roommate, then we also. That meant that we had to get you a hotel to stay overnight. Indeed. So,
which we did several times, a handful of times.
Yep. So we did it the hard way, but it was worth it. And I would venture to say also that if it weren't for the long distance, I think I would not treasure the time we're actually together now as well.
That's true. I'd agree with that as well.
So, all right. Next one.
Your turn.
I enjoy listening to your music. I would say agree.
Okay. I would say somewhat agree.
Okay. Why would you say that?
I would say that because we definitely have different tastes in music styles.
It's like we do and we don't.
We do and we don't. There's crossover for sure.
Yeah.
But I think you like a little bit of the heavy metal stuff sometimes.
Heavy rock?
Heavy rock. Yeah, not metal. I guess it's rock. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And, well, here's what I'll say then. I think our differences, like, it's like one of those differences where there's a lot of crossover, but the differences are really different.
Yeah, that's true.
So, for example, like, you really like contemporary Christian music, and I really do not like contemporary Christian music.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's
I don't know if I'd say I really like it. I like it.
You definitely like it more than me.
Yeah, I like it more than you do.
And it's not to say, and it's not, no offense to those who do like it, but it's definitely not my taste. And also, yeah, I don't like pop, and I think you like a little bit more pop than I do.
A little bit, yeah.
So
more than you do.
Yeah. So I say, what did I say? Somewhat agree?
I think I said agree.
Yeah, I just said agree. I also got more into classical music too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's true. You have, because I like classical music.
Mm-hmm. Is it my turn or your turn?
I think it's my turn.
Go ahead.
All right. I wish we'd met when we were in our early 20s. And I would say I somewhat agree with that statement.
I somewhat agree with that statement as well.
I think it would have been cool to have met each other sooner. But at the same time, I'm glad we met when we did. Because I think God definitely knew what he was doing in having us meet when we did.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say somewhat agree because of the fact that I know that if we met younger. And granted, like, I don't know how much, like, my and our maturities would have developed by that point and how it would have evolved, but I definitely know I was not mature enough to date you yet.
Yeah.
Like, I was definitely not ready to marry you or meet you. And I think God made it that way for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, me too, for sure.
So, all right.
Your turn.
My turn. You are the blanket hogger.
Sounded very accusatory.
Yes, it's very accusatory.
It's actually not.
Yes, I will say somewhat agree with that, with my own statement there. I think I will admit there are times where I'm a blanket hogger myself. You're somewhat a
blanket hogger. Okay, I guess I would say I somewhat agree that I am sometimes too. I hate to admit it. However, I find myself in the middle of the bed plenty of times, and I think that's because you have all the covers.
That is not true. There have been plenty of mornings or times where I've waken up and the covers were on the very edge of being where the skin was like contacting the cold air outside the covers. And I was like, I am cold. Why is this? And so I would say you're more of the blanket hugger than me.
We'll leave that one up for debate.
Oh, dear. Let us know, by the way, who is the blanket hugger in your relationship? Let us know in the comments. Go ahead. What's yours?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Okay. My next one was, if we could move to any state for free, we would willingly leave Florida. I would somewhat disagree with that statement.
Somewhat disagree as well.
Okay. I think I would say, I mean, it'd be nice to move to any state for free. However, I think it would be, we'd be hard pressed to leave Florida, at least right now in the stage of life we're in right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think personally, I've thought about moving to another state. Like Florida was not my first choice when I moved back when I got out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
However, considering that we're actually creating an actual community here, like we're actually being part of the community more now, and we're getting more involved, it makes it hard for me to actually want to leave. Like, I actually am happy to feel like a local, finally, in this area.
Makes sense. It's pretty cool, because we're, like, doing that together.
That is true. And, like, I didn't really go out. I lived here longer than Taylor has, and I didn't really go out once because of the homebody, but Taylor wanted to go out. So we've gone out a lot more than I would
have
ever gone out if it was just me.
We actually have like our regular places we go to, restaurants or.
Yeah, and that's something I did not think was going to happen. At least I know it would not happen by myself anyway. I think the most would have been Chick-fil-A. This is like 10 minutes away from me. So
you needed someone to get you out of the house.
I did.
Me.
Yep, my wife. Is it your turn or my
That's
turn?
That's your turn.
My turn. Okay. I miss my non-married life sometimes. I would say somewhat disagree. I think for the most part, I think there's always going to be a little selfish part of me, at least in these early years of marriage. Maybe ask me this 5 years later or 10 years later, see how I feel about it then. But in these early stages of marriage, I definitely have some moments where I'm like, yeah, it'd be nice if I could be selfish and not have to, like, consult with someone about decisions I make.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's one thing about marriage is every decision you make, you have to think about how it could impact your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Even things that you wouldn't think would impact, like, you would be surprised that the smallest things could impact your marriage.
That's true.
So, in that sense, I do miss that. But the thing is, I was living by myself before I met Taylor for many, 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 many years. So I was ready to be with someone. By the time I met Taylor, I was ready. I was like, I'm ready to not be alone anymore. So I don't really miss it.
That makes sense. I would say somewhat agree.
Oh, no.
Just somewhat. I'm just somewhat. Okay. To be fair, you put the word sometimes in your statement. So, I mean, I think that's fair. Kind of like you saying somewhat disagree, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think in to agree with what you were saying before, it's it can be difficult sometimes to have to communicate about every little thing. But we're learning the importance of that and how helpful that is to our overall relationship.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's true. I think that's probably like one of the things that gets talked about the most is communication, because mm-hmm. that's the one thing that people have the most trouble with is communication.
Right.
So it makes sense that sometimes we struggle with communicating every little thing. And it's not to say that, you know, we don't communicate everything in the sense of we feel like if we don't communicate, like, we're going to get in trouble with the other person, se. It's more, it's like a respect thing.
Right.
Like a courtesy thing. Like, if I want to make a purchase, like, for example, I made a purchase today of, like, over $100.
Mm-hmm.
And I communicated to Taylor, like, hey, how do you feel about me doing this?
Right.
Because it's our money at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, you know, that's the kind of communication, like a courtesy, respect thing, not necessarily like a permission kind of deal.
Right. Exactly.
If that makes sense. Because you want to make sure like the other person's like, you want to make sure the other person feels like their opinion matters and validated.
Yeah. Or you're including each other in yeah. your decisions.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm in number four. My fourth one is, I sleep better now that I am married to you. And I would say strongly agree.
I would strongly agree as well.
Which is interesting for me to say, because it's not like I had a lot of trouble sleeping before getting married to you. But getting married to you, I found that I could sleep even better.
Wow.
I sleep more deeply than I ever have.
Is it me or is it the comfy, comfy mattress?
Okay. I mean, it might be a combination. I'm sure it's a combination of the two, but
yeah,
I think it's you. It's just that aww. Security and knowing you're there. You're right there.
I used to make a joke whenever we took naps together when mm-hmm. we were dating that you were my natural melatonin.
You did.
Because when we first started dating, I had terrible time.
You really did.
As far as sleeping. It was common for me to go 2 to 3 hours of sleep per night.
Yeah, that was really bad.
That was like the norm for me.
So no wonder we napped when you came, because I was tired from work and you were tired from not sleeping
I was and driving. Tired, period. Yeah, it kind of is a miracle that I actually was able to drive for as many hours as I did see you.
Yeah, that's the truth. God kept you safe.
Yep. So I think that's a blessing that mm-hmm. I think I took for granted until now. So,
me too.
is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay.
Darling.
Darling? You call me darling.
I did.
Oh, how sweet. my relationship with Christ has grown since I met you. And I would say strongly agree.
I would say strongly agree as well.
And I say strongly agree because I feel as though my relationship with God has gotten stronger. And the areas I've seen most growth in, for myself anyway, is my theological understanding of things mm-hmm. and also just really digging and diving deeper in the context of the Bible just as a whole. Like I spent so much money on Bible study tools at this point that I never thought I'd even get to that point in my life, but I think that really helped me. What about you?
Yeah, I would say I think along with just your studies, like our conversations about God and about scripture in general has been really cool. And I see that helping me grow in my relationship with God.
Yeah.
And then like our relationship together with God too. So it's like that dynamic, those dynamics, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been cool to see.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because even in our conversations, like when we talk a lot. So when we talk a lot, there's going to be disagreements that come up.
Oh yeah.
And when we first started dating, like one of the major disagreements we had was the issue of infant baptism.
Mm-hmm.
But once that got settled, then this conversation, I would say we got that settled more quickly because it was more of a primary issue for yeah. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to invest time into really understanding why she felt so convicted about that issue. But I think the issue of spiritual gifts was something that we were far apart.
Right. We were.
But like doing our own Bible studies together and just mm-hmm. digging deep, we have found like a happy medium. But it's not because we did that for the sake of unity. We did that for the sake of actually understanding the Bible better and seeing like, okay, why is it the way we see things the way we do? So. Yeah. With that said, stay tuned. We'll hear Taylor's response after this message.
This is a reminder that the Biden administration abandoned 9 to 15,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Now, you won't hear about this from the media or any politician for that matter, because the global elite have their own agenda that disregards human life and basic human dignity. So, to the families and individuals that have been affected by this abandonment, know that you have not forgotten. Most Americans, like myself, know, or your loved ones, didn't choose to stay behind. If there's any way I can further help besides bring awareness, reach out at Kenjin_Express. I repeat, Kenjin_Express on Instagram. Spell the word engine, put the letter K in front of the word engine, then you get Kenjin, one word, _Express, if you have by one in a millionth chance hear this message. It's not much, but know this, justice will be served for those who lied to justify their incompetence. After all, I believe in God, who is in control of all things, and he says, vengeance is mine. Now, let's get back to the show.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to that short message. But we left off talking about how we are very far apart from spiritual gifts and how we found a happy medium. And I wanted to give my wife an opportunity to respond to that.
Yes. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll move on then. So, is it your turn?
No, I know what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I think just to that point, you were saying, like, we delve in and studied that together, not with the goal of necessarily seeing eye to eye on it, but just to understand it better, like face value.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something I really appreciate about us in how we study like God and study the Bible. It's like we study it to try to study it like for what it is, not to necessarily try to be on the exact same page with something.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of other things too we've had conversations about where we see things a little bit differently.
Yeah. One like of those.
A verse, I don't know. Verses. There was a verse in Jeremiah, I think, about women. Remember that?
Yeah.
And sometimes we see something a little bit differently, but.
Yeah. Well, also too, when it comes to like how we see Jesus sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
In Isaiah. Well, I remember with that conversation,
because
mm-hmm. there's that verse where describes Jesus as a man of sorrows.
Yes.
And so for me, not to say that Jesus didn't have moments of laughter or joy or anything like that, because in the Bible it talks about how Jesus like had all the emotions and temptations that we deal with every day, mm-hmm. as well. But I come from the but I think with that said, I speak to the divinity of Christ in the sense of, well, he knew why he was on this earth to begin with from the day he was born.
Yeah.
And so knowing what laid ahead of him, I can only imagine that it was like, it makes sense why Isaiah would describe Jesus as a man of sorrows.
Yeah.
And, but you know, my wife saw Jesus a little bit differently than I did. But we come to appreciate each other's, like, how we see, like, our different perspective on certain things in the mm-hmm. Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been kind of cool to watch.
That has been cool. Yeah, I came at it with the perspective that Jesus was, I mean, he probably would have been like any other little boy, because he was fully God and fully man. So he would have been, you know, laughing and playing. And not to say, like Ken said, not to say that he wouldn't have, but the more we kind of studied that, the more I came around to the mindset that, yeah, he did know what he was here for from the start. So it makes sense that he probably would have been a little more somber in general.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, we'll never know.
And I think one day.
We will know. We'll never know on this side
of
heaven.
Not on this side of heaven.
Yeah. So is it your turn?
I think it's my turn.
Okay.
Number 5. I'm living a healthier lifestyle now than I was when I was single, and I would strongly agree.
I would strongly agree as well.
Yeah, I think that actually, physically and mentally, especially physically. Like, we've been working on our bodies, working out, and trying to get in shape.
Yeah, getting in shape.
Really, this is the most I've tried to do that. And it's been the most I've been intentional about it.
Yeah.
And it helps so much to have a spouse to do that with. I said mentally as well. I think just the dynamics of being married and then being able to talk through those mental struggles that we both still have every once in a while, or sometimes, depending on the season we're in. But it just helps to have that other person to talk those things through with.
Yeah. I said strongly agree because of the kind of food I'm eating now. Like, it's mostly homemade now.
You're welcome.
Thank you. which is kind of funny because when we were dating, we both were like, yeah, we're going to be the couple that both people cook. Like, both the husband and wife cook. And it's not that I don't want to help Taylor or anything, but like, I do want to help.
No, in fact, you offer to help. And I'm like, no, I've got this.
Yep. And I think that's kind of, I've learned that's Taylor, one of Taylor's like hobbies. And
it really is.
And escapes.
I've grown to love cooking. That's a new thing about me.
Yeah. And I think, I just kind of let Taylor just have her kitchen space at this point. If she asks for my help, I'll help. Kind of. I'm just kidding. But the other night, I did help her make banana muffins.
We made banana muffins together.
We made banana muffins.
We made two batches of banana muffins.
We did.
Which you'd only signed up for one, but
yes,
you were sweet to make another one with me.
I did. I was down to help out and spend time with you. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
We had to use those bananas.
Huh?
I said we had to use those bananas.
And we had to use those bananas, too. So, speaking of bananas, we have one banana left that's not looking pretty.
Okay, but everybody doesn't need to know that.
Well, I think they did. Anyways, okay. Taboo topic. It's taboo. It's a taboo topic show. They need to know. Anyways.
Okay. It's your turn.
All right. It's either patio or not porch. I would say agree. I wouldn't say strongly agree. I would just say agree. If you're in the state of Florida, it's either patio or lanai.
I would disagree. It is a porch. A closed-in room outside with screens and with like a hammock and table. That is a porch.
Listen, one of my best friends conceded that, you know, conceded both of our points as far as like it can be porch, but what we have is a lanai.
He said he wasn't going to take sides, to be fair.
I think he was trying to spare your feelings, darling.
Oh, okay. That's the way it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, but really, it's porch.
Uh-huh. Okay, moving on. Your turn.
All right, my number six is marriage is scary, and I would disagree with that statement.
Disagree? Not strongly disagree.
Yeah, just disagree.
Okay.
What would you say?
What was the statement again?
Marriage is scary.
Strongly disagree, I think.
Strongly disagree. Okay.
Yep.
I just said disagree because I don't think it is not scary with the right person. And I think that's a huge key point. Because I think that if you're in a relationship and the thought of marrying that person does scare you at all, that's probably a huge red flag. Figure out why you're feeling that way. But I just disagree and not strongly disagree because I think there are aspects of taking that leap that, I mean, it's definitely like a leap of faith, it feels like. But the thing is, with the right person, it just feels right.
Yeah.
And like, you know, even though it might be like, okay, we're just taking this leap, it's like you feel good about it because you're with that person, that specific person.
Yeah.
You know you can do it. Sorry.
So, that makes sense. I would agree that if it's the right person, it's not scary at all.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be, yes, there's, like, that sense of, like, you're taking a leap of faith
mm-hmm.
that this is the right person. But that leap of faith is going to feel natural.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, it's going to feel natural. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I would even venture to say, you know you're with the right person if you dread being separated from that person.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of like, oh, darn, like, we have to go our separate ways for the day now, like.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Because I remember when, during long distance, that would crush both of us.
Yeah, it would. It might even be like, we were only going to be apart for like a week, but
yeah,
it was really hard.
It was. And so we got sick of it, so we got married. So there's
yep,
that.
There's that. It's your turn.
Your turn. Why don't you go again?
You want me to go again?
Yes.
Okay. So number 7 is, we haven't stopped talking since we met. I would strongly, strongly agree.
I would strongly disagree. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness.
I strongly agree. I'm kidding.
Who are you?
I'm kidding. This conversation is a literal reflection of how we have not yes. stopped talking.
We literally don't stop talking. We get ready for bed, we're still talking. We go get in bed, we're still talking. We finally go to sleep. I don't think we're talking asleep, but I cannot confirm that. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
And
then we wake up and we're talking again. So
yes, it's literally been a never-ending conversation.
The longest conversation ever.
Which, to be fair, I think that's also another green light.
That is another green light. I would agree.
So if you guys... Definitely. If the conversations keep naturally coming,
mm-hmm.
then I think
and you that's feel like you just can't stop.
Yep, and you always have something to say to each other.
Yeah, you always find something to talk about. You never run out of stuff.
Yep.
That's a great sign.
That is a great sign. So, okay, I believe it's my turn.
It's definitely your turn.
Okay. We compliment each other. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Wow, we're agreeing on so many things. I would say yeah, because our differences, like, when we say there are a lot of similarities between us, but there's also, like, a lot of small differences between us. And I think that by itself complements and challenges, we challenge each other in that sense, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. I think, we definitely challenge each other because of those differences. But, sorry, can you repeat your statement again?
We compliment each other.
We compliment each other. Yeah, we compliment each other. It's just natural.
Yeah, very natural. I mean, also, too, there's things where I do some things a certain way, and Taylor will come in and go, why don't you do it this way? And sometimes I'm receptive to it. I'll be honest. Sometimes I'm not the most receptive person when it comes to, like, small corrections. But
Every
once in a while that happens. But for the most part, I would say like I do listen to you,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, never thought about doing it that way before. So it could be like the small, even like the small moments.
Yeah,
I think shows like we compliment each other.
That's true. I was just gonna say, I guess like our differences though, I think make it even more exciting.
Yes, and I think when we first started dating, there was like a sense of apprehension whenever we did come across a difference.
Yeah, especially you're being nice, especially for me. It would scare me when we disagreed about something because we agreed about so much. But I think that with God's help, I have been working on that. And I don't get so scared. Thank you. I don't get so scared when we disagree about something. I realize it's just, like I said, it can actually be exciting when there's like, it's like, whoa. We don't agree on this? What? What is this?
That is true.
Seeing it as a new thing rather than a scary thing.
An opportunity to learn something about the other person.
An opportunity. Exactly.
That's how we look at it now.
Exactly. Do you want to go again?
Sure.
Okay.
You enjoy nature more than me. And I would say mostly agree. I have not used mostly agree. So I'm going to say I mostly agree.
Let's see. You agree. I mean, you agree. Say the same one more time.
You just for everyone here. Enjoy nature more than me.
You enjoy nature more than me. Someone disagree. Maybe disagree.
Yeah. I say mostly agree because I think it depends on what aspect of nature we're talking about.
Yeah.
If we're going to the mountains, for example, and we see waterfalls and there's trees and there's like animals nearby.
Let's go.
You're the one that you are definitely more likely to care and point that out to me yes. than me.
That's true.
But when it comes to skies, I feel like I'm more likely to say something first about the sky.
Especially like pretty clouds.
Pretty clouds yeah. or
stars
or even like lightning, like thunderstorms.
That's true.
I love a good thunderstorm.
You do. I do too.
So I think, or even any storms actually, even. So when it comes to storms even, I think I'm more likely to point out like, this is a cool storm.
Yeah. I think you are like the first one to say it. And then I'm like, oh yeah, you're right.
Yep. That's one more likely to say, look at God. Whereas for you, it's look at God for all the other boring stuff about nature. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
my
kidding.
Goodness.
I'm kidding.
How insulting. No, it's true, though. And, like, I love spending time on the porch. Porch. Anyway, we can continue this later. I love spending time out there. And it doesn't matter to me how hot it is. And usually if Ken's out there with me, he starts getting hot. Hotter, more hot before I do. And he's That's like, yeah, fair. I think I'm ready to go inside. I'm like, but it feels great out here.
But if it's the opposite problem, which is funny because we don't like the cold, but I think I have a higher tolerance for the cold because you're more likely to get colder faster.
Well, that's true. If we're out there and it's cool,
yeah,
I'll be like, okay, I'm cold. Let's go inside.
And for me, that's like, well, this is actually good patio weather.
Porch weather.
So, anyway, so in that sense, yeah, there's some aspects that I would say I more appreciate. I'm the first one to point out That's the nature, true. But there's other aspects of it too. So,
yeah, I agree.
Your turn.
Okay, my eighth one is we want to have a baby soon. I would disagree with that statement.
I would
what
say.
What would you say?
Mostly disagree.
Mostly disagree.
Mostly disagree. I haven't used that one yet either.
I just say disagree because I think we're enjoying our time right now, just us. And it's the kind of situation where if God says it's time, then we'll be like, okay, God.
Yep.
But otherwise, we're just enjoying our time together right now, just us and our dog.
Yeah, and it's not to say like, you know, Lord willing, like next month we find out we're pregnant, but I'm not gonna sit here and freak out. I'll be excited to be a father.
Now the irony is, if we find out we're pregnant next month,
you're funny. But no, in seriousness, like if I found out I was gonna be a father next month, like I'll be excited. But until that time, I'm not trying to have a kid right now, and I'm also
not.
You're funny, but I'm also not against having a kid either. It's just now is not the season for us. I'm enjoying the season of just you and me.
And we want to do some traveling.
And it's a little bit harder logistically when you have a kid. So, but
it's hard when you have a dog.
That is true.
Hard enough.
And people who have kids say to enjoy it, just being the two of you for now, before you have kids, because kids are a challenge and a blessing at the same time.
Yeah.
They're challenging blessing. Is that a thing? I don't know.
That works.
That
sounds
works.
Good to me.
Okay. I don't want to be negative about the idea of having a kid, but I also want to be realistic about like, it's not going to be the easiest thing to do in the world either.
Yeah, exactly.
So, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. You are the homebody. I would say some would agree.
You are the homebody. I would say strongly agree. You are a huge homebody.
Yeah, I mean, I literally just made a statement earlier in this episode saying, like, if it worked for you, I would not leave the house, probably, ever.
It's probably true. I can see that.
Yep, I am perfectly content in my little cave, which at the time would have looked a lot different than it does right now. One of my friends describes it as a Middle Eastern home.
That's how it looked like.
That's how it looked like.
Not anymore.
When it was just me in the house.
Past tense.
So now it looks like a family house. So
cozy little house.
Cozy little home. But yeah, I think you're, you know, I say somewhat agree because I think you've shifted to becoming more of a homebody since we've gotten married.
Yeah, and to be fair, I think I always kind of have been. That's always been in me, but like when I was working, I mean, I had to be out of the house for a certain amount of time. But I always enjoyed coming back and hiding in my own cave.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, you are very much a homebody. You're more of a homebody than I think I realized when I first met you. And you tried to tell me too.
I really did.
You really did.
I even had one match profile.
You did. You said something along the lines of, it'd be good if you had someone to get you out of the house. I was like, well, here I am.
That was you.
That was me.
I think if you're any less of a homebody, I would say, if you did not have that in you, or you just could not stay in the house for long, I don't think this would have worked.
That's true.
We've talked about this too.
Yeah.
Where if I was not willing to go out.
That's a good point. We're both like just the right amount.
Yeah, for each other anyway.
Because, like, you'll come out with me or I'll stay home with you. It works both ways.
It does. It works both ways. Your turn.
Okay. Oh, wait, just to add on to that, I believe you have said that you could stay in the house for, like, a whole 2 weeks.
Yes.
Straight.
As long as the government is not telling me I have to stay.
Oh, right.
Because I like to have the option to go out if I want to go out. But if I don't have the option to go out,
then a rebellious streak appears.
Then I probably will not go out. But if you tell me I can't, then I want to go out.
Right. Well, okay. But if it was not required,
I could stay for 2 weeks.
I think 1 week, if that. But like 1 week is my limit. Like, and usually that's if I'm sick or something.
Wow.
If I'm not sick and we're just at home, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. Gotta go do something.
Oh, that's funny.
So my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Number 9. If you had a guaranteed spot on the show Survivor, you would do it. And I would somewhat agree.
I would strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I would somewhat agree because I think you've expressed interest in it when we've watched it before. Now, we've talked about how being married now would probably be a strange dynamic for one of us to go on the show. Because I don't think they'd take both of us together. But
then we did learn a mother and daughter were on the show once.
We did learn that. Just today we learned that. So, hey, Survivor, if you're listening, want a husband and wife team?
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway.
I changed my answer to disagree.
Disagree
because I'm not so sure about the bathroom situation.
Oh, yeah. Fair point.
I think that will be a huge turnoff for you.
It is a huge turnoff for me. I can't imagine. Yeah, I don't think I would survive that, to be honest. Ha! No pun intended. No pun intended.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I think that would be the bane Achilles heel for you.
That would be my downfall. That and all the fish, all the seafood.
That's true. All the seafood that, or the fasting, even. Just
not eating?
Just not eating.
Wow. Way to throw me under the bus there.
I mean, I'm not sure I would survive without eating that long.
Yeah, but at least you like fish.
I do like fish. At least that's on my side. But I'm not sure. The bathroom situation, that's one thing I think neither one of us realized we had in common. As far as bathroom situations, like, I'm a lot more picky about bathrooms than even I think I realized until we got married.
Exactly. You used to make fun of me, in fact, like when we were dating.
Yes. I think you're more picky than me, but I definitely have my standards too.
Okay. If I could pick like a nice fast food restaurant over a gas station, I'll just wait for that fast food restaurant. But Ken would just pull into the gas station and I'm like, I'm not going.
I'll do that. Unless the gas station is really gross. That's my new standard now.
Yeah.
And that's from experience. So.
I was going to say.
Yeah. No further comment on that.
No
Anyways.
For me either.
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
All right. This is my last one. I'd rather eat at home than eat out. I would mostly agree, I think. There's a part of me that enjoys going out, but.
Yeah, I mostly agree too.
But at this point, like, I'm enjoying home cooked meals after being a bachelor and just eating the same thing over and over again by myself. Not to say I didn't cook before, like, I cooked for myself, but it's different.
Yeah, and the quality is different.
And your cooking is a lot better than my cooking ever was for me.
It's too sweet. Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, I still enjoy going out, but recently, since we've gotten used to eating at home, my stomach doesn't like me so much when we go out to eat. So
because it's not used to all the crap that restaurants.
Exactly.
So
I would prefer. I think I would overall prefer to eat at home as well.
Okay.
Which is huge. That's changed. That's a major change for me because I used to eat out all the time. I mean, I used to work at Chick-fil-A, so of course I ate out all the time.
You did. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it time for my last one?
It's your last one.
The last one.
The last one tonight.
Oh my goodness. All right. Drum roll. I'm just kidding.
I don't have any drum roll.
Okay. If we had never met, you would have gone back into the military.
Okay, so I'm assuming this is literally just directed at me.
Yeah, strictly about you.
I would strongly... Well, I want to hear you.
Oh. Well, I was going to say agree. I think you would have.
I would strongly disagree.
Why?
Well, let me hear your reasoning for why. I'm curious why you think agree.
I just think that you would have gone back. You've expressed to me... Okay, let's see. We've watched a certain military show. I can't remember the name of it at this point. Oh, Special Forces.
Yes.
And you've expressed interest. Or, like, I don't know, you've kind of talked about those stories again, and you've expressed how you kind of miss that camaraderie, and I don't know. I just think that if I wasn't here, I feel like you might have gone back.
So, here's the irony. I say the exact opposite because of the fact, the only reasons why I even floats around, comes across in my mind, is the whole aspect of being married, being the provider.
Yeah.
And the military is pretty good about that. But for my own mental health sake, I refuse to go back. And also, like, I don't like the direction the military has gone, especially under this administration.
Perfect.
But even then, like, I definitely, if I was single, I think it would not even come across my mind. I think I would just be enjoying my own little retirement life and happy just going to school full time, not worried about, anyone but me and Bianca, my doggie.
Okay.
So,
All right. Well, interesting.
Yep. But no, don't worry. You don't have to worry about me joining anytime soon.
That's good.
I'm done.
Good or not. You better be done.
I'm done. but that was fun.
It was fun.
So, is this something you want to do again?
I would love to do this again.
Wow. You're
going to have me back to our kitchen table?
Yes, our kitchen table. Way to throw me under the bus. So
you already threw us under the bus when you talked about our rotten banana sitting over there.
Whatever. Anyways. but in seriousness, folks, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And again, if you don't have a Valentine, don't worry about it and just find someone to hang out with or just get out of the house. Don't stay inside your house alone because it's not really a holiday, let's be honest. It's kind of a fake holiday.
It is.
So
Hallmark holiday.
A Hallmark holiday. If you want, give yourself a Valentine's Day card if you want.
Oh my goodness.
I've never done
You don't have to do that. What? Wait, what?
And that's how we'll conclude today's show, folks.
Wait, have you?
Please follow me at Kenjin Express. Follow me at Kenjin _ Express. I repeat, Kenjin _ Express. You can also follow me on Taboo Topic on Facebook. And also my Substack is now Taboo Topic. .substack.com or tabootopic.substack.com. I haven't written much anything on there lately, but if you want to read up and see anything I post on there, you may follow there as well. And with that said, folks, God bless and have a great rest of your day.